You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For City Counselling this week, I spoke with Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson. Shane talked about comments the Mayor has made around softening art cuts but selling airport shares as a trade-off, as well as his statements this morning about councillors not being financially literate. I began by asking Shane about the recent news that rates could rise above the previously agreed 13.5%.
Going above 13.5 is probably a little extreme for my tastes. Look, I think we can get there with a combination of revenue options. Obviously, we've got to look at airport shares, but that's something that it's got to stack up financially, and that's where the big thing is for me. If it's costing us to own the shares, then you know that would be something we've got to look at more seriously. But yeah, so I'm still in conversations about that. We're still not landed on that one. But you know, rates is part of the picture, and you know, some would say that actually, we've got some of the lowest rates in the country. And look, we've got to look at how we can bring in some extra revenue. And the other element is debt. So we can take a prudent amount of debt forward. Obviously, it's not something you want to do in an ongoing way. But all these things are all tools for us. So we're still very much in negotiation on where those things land. So yeah, it's a really interesting time. But I can't sort of be more specific on the numbers at the moment. But that's kind of what we're working on.
Do you have a number that you would personally like to not go above?
Yeah, personally for me, I'd be looking at under a double digit. You know, somewhere in the eights or nines, I think that'd be, but it would be, you know, in some respects, quite a hard rate increase for some, and I really do appreciate that. But at the same time, my priority is keeping the public services going that people are relying on in these tough times. It's something that I campaigned on in the election. It's something that I've believed in my heart, my whole kind of political career. And I think a lot of people feel that way in the public too. So we have to set a rate increase that sort of sets a balance between being affordable for people, but at the same time keeping those services in play. So that's kind of the balance that I'm trying to strike. But I wouldn't want to go more than double digits myself.
Speaking of striking that balance, the Mayor has said that he would go back on his softening of art cuts unless you supported selling of the airport shares. Is he using the airport shares as leverage to get his way with the budget?
Well, I wouldn't say it's kind of leverage to get his way. I'd say that we're all looking to try to balance these levers, and for him, that's where he balances it. For me, I would do anything to save as much of these proposed cuts as possible. So we're going to have a conversation about that. I'm undecided on where I'm kind of landing on this situation, and I've been in the media saying that as well recently. We're still in negotiation on where the revenue comes from, but what's most important for me is that we save these cuts.
Yesterday, there was a revised budget sent out to the councillors from the Mayor. Are you able to give us a little bit of insight into what that contained?
Yeah, I sort of can't be specific at the moment because it's still sort of fairly confidential. But what I can tell you is that we're continuing to look at softening these cuts, which, like I said, is really crucially important for me. You know, and there's a range of revenue options for that. The Mayor is interested in trying to hold rates, you know, around inflation or, you know, plus or minus a percent or so, I would say. You know, because he's really concerned about kind of the household budgets of people, and that really is fair enough. At the same time, looking to hold down debt as much as possible as well. But these things are all in negotiation. So, yeah, I wish I could be more helpful at this stage for the listeners, but we're still working on it. I think that's a big takeaway.
And so this revised budget comes out. What happens next? Is this where these debates that you're talking about and the sort of give push and pull of the negotiations happens between councillors and the Mayor?
Yeah, so we've been through a workshop process going back sort of a number of weeks now, and that's where a lot of the discussions and negotiating has taken place. But we're still having kind of conversations. I would say, look, right up to the main vote, which is next week, we're still kind of working on how it all looks. The Mayor has a view that he's sort of expressed, and we're going to be using that, I think, as a sort of a point to debate and have a look and see how many people do support it and kind of taking it from there.
And this morning, the Mayor has said that he's inherited a cast of councillors, quite a lot of them not financially literate, and with a severe aversion to making difficult and unpopular decisions. He's really coming out swinging on some of these points, particularly around the airport chairs. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, look, those are the sort of things, not that I wouldn't use those words myself, that's for sure. Look, I think we've worked very hard to balance it. We have to balance our budgets every year, and we've worked very hard to do that across several terms. It's been no secret that, look, I've been arguing for, since I've been a councillor, to argue for more revenue to try and secure these savings and secure it like a sustainable financial future for the council. At the same time, I think there's an opportunity for us in this term to do that. It's going to result in some really hard conversations, so the mayor is right about that. But what I would say is we're not shying away from it. Actually, we're leaning into it.
Yeah, and what do you foresee happening, maybe gazing into your crystal ball, if the mayor maybe doesn't get his way?
Well, look, it's hard to know what's actually going to happen with the budget just yet, and we're learning more and more every day about that. It's not the words that I would use in terms of commenting on individual councillors and things like that. Rest assured, I can assure the public the council are working very hard at these very tough conversations, and I think the public have really appreciated that, and they've given us a record number of submissions feedback to guide that decision for us. So actually, I think the council is fairly strong and the reputation is fairly strong. But at the same time, it's going to be a tough, I would say, 3 years in terms of the hard conversations to reset council on a more sustainable footing.
That was Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.